I'll tell the story from my perspective, and then you can pick it up, Donovan.
This might end up being a 15 for 15 when it's all said and done. I don't know.
So last night we went to pick up our good friend Kid. Kid from Kid and Play. Kid from Kid and Computer, Fridays at 2:30. He's an icon of the 80s. And somehow through the guest booking league, that's how it all started, but he ended up becoming kind of our friend.
Thoroughly?
And so we went to his hotel to pick him up to take him to Media Day.
Right.
The media party.
Right. Totally normal.
Night. So he hops in the back seat, and he just rolls a million miles an hour. Like, Corby was describing him to me as someone who, like, needs pot to bring him back to the rest of society. Like, he's the kind of guy, if he did coke, he would probably explode. Like, he's so wound up and fired up and ready to party all the time. He needs that pot to pull him back a couple of notches to where he's only at 11 then.
But do we know that he uses pot?
We absolutely do. That's all he talks about every time he comes on the show.
Just checking.
And he does carry a vaporizer around with him so he can blend into normal society. All right, so we go to the media party with him. Bob and I do the usual, we escaped fairly early in the evening.
The peel off.
And everybody else stayed out.
Well, the musers were gone too.
Right.
You guys left like 45 seconds after the musers.
But we outlasted them.
We did, as we always do.
Golly.
Well, okay, so now the night happens. We'll hear about that from Donovan's perspective in a moment. My perspective is we had to meet this morning at 10:30 because Bob had an NFL Films appearance at 11 a.m. So we met at the lobby at 10:30. I walked out there at 10:29 with my coffee, ready for the ride. And I see walking out of their building, we're all in different little buildings, Donovan walks out in his suit. Bob walks out in his half suit because he wants to look good for the NFL Films camera on top, but he's partying on the bottom with jeans.
Yeah.
His suit mullet.
And I thought, okay, let's get in the cup. But then before the door shut, one more person starts to walk out. It's Kid from Kid and Play wearing the same stuff he wore yesterday. He looks like he slept in a pile. He looks disheveled, and he's taking a walk of shame out of your room.
Right.
Yes.
So Kid from Kid and Play slept in your room on your floor or
no,
what?
No, he slept in the bed, and I slept on the couch.
I woke up this morning. No, I'll take over the story.
You know what? Let's take over the story next. It's 12:45.
All right.
Let's hear the full story because
it's amazing.
I mean,
it really is amazing.
And you don't feel like we're violating a trust tree by telling it because there's some stuff in there.
It happened.
You got to own it.
I'm just saying, I understand the trust tree. I get it, but it happened. And I can guarantee you it's not the first time that's ever happened to him.
All right. You won't believe it.
Guarantee it.
Next. Okay, let's pick up the story where we left off. So we went out last night to the media party. Every year they have a media party, and it's for the host city to kind of show off what they've got. And when you're in New Orleans or New York or something like that, it's pretty impressive stuff for sure. They have all their – they'll have a bunch of little tiny tables set up with food, and you can go up and get a free – kind of a finger food type amount. But when you hit 30 tables, now you've eaten enough for a full meal. Remember, last year was outstanding. This year, not so outstanding.
It wasn't horrible.
It wasn't the worst. Well, I mean, it might have been the worst. It was fine. There have been better places. So that's what we were doing last night. And we actually took our friend, Kid, from Kid and Play. And we took him out. And he seemed ready to party from the get-go.
Yeah, he's going 100 miles an hour in the car on the way to the media party. It was about a 30-minute drive.
In fact, I was tempted, but I never did, but I was tempted to kind of try to lower his bar on what he was expecting because he's been to a lot of places. and seen a lot of things.
Been to a lot of parties, and I'm sure that this had to be one of the lower-ranking parties he's ever been to.
So let's hear the story of how did it end up that he slept in your bed?
So we're at the party, and he's recognized left and right.
Yes.
He is getting whipped back and forth. People coming up, taking pictures, talking to him. So his whole night is occupied.
I feel his pain.
Which is really weird because you forget, because we've gotten to know him even a little bit with picking games and everything, that he's just a kid. And then you see somebody recognize him, and it's a major, major deal to them.
He was a superstar for a while. He really was.
I know, but it's just you keep forgetting that.
Yeah, you take it for granted a little bit.
He's a guy.
So you guys left, and we didn't stay that much longer than you guys, just trying to find somewhere else to go. So the rest of the gang, that's Mike, Corby, Kat, myself, and Kid, we hop in Snake's car, and we're trying to find this bar that Corby saw, not too far away from the hotel. And on the front of the bar, when you drive up, it just says Cocktails. That's the name that's on the sign.
Generic.
So we go in, drive up, everything's fine. Few pool tables, got the jukebox going, the bar, everything's cool, and he's getting recognized left and right in the bar.
Does he ever have to buy a drink?
I
would think that he's one of those guys.
Right, no.
Everybody's buying him a drink.
He doesn't. So.
And he also seems to say yes when someone says, you want to have a drink or a shot.
Yeah.
He does not turn that down.
He did not turn it down, and he was feeling mighty fine last night at the bar. So much so that he's sitting on top of a table just like this in the corner of the bar fast asleep.
What?
He's sitting on top of a table.
Out. It happens.
Sitting straight up,
Jake.
Fast asleep. Sleep so hard, as a matter of fact, that...
How many drinks is this?
We took a couple shots, and then...
Don't forget about that vape.
And don't forget about the vaporizer that we had, sure.
The deadly mix.
So now, the table topples over, and he topples over with it, because the table goes to the ground, he goes to the ground. And he just doesn't move.
Oh, he didn't wake? That didn't pull him away?
No, no. So it was like, oh, my goodness.
And this isn't that late, is it?
No. It's
like midnight or so?
It may not even be midnight this time. We're probably in the 11s. So it topples over. He's face down. So we pick him up. We put him in a booth so he can sleep it out there. And we stay for about another half hour or so while he's at the booth.
Don't wake my friend up. He's dead tired.
Sleep. So now I'm saying, you know what? Okay. Because Corby looks at me and says, you have to take him back to the Westin. And I was like, I will. I will take him back. No problem. But I would love for someone to ride with me. Because I really don't know the lay of the land just to get me back. And Corby refuses to ride with me.
Why?
I don't know.
His early show start?
I don't know. But he's like, nope, not going. I was like, dude, just ride with me. I'll drive. I'm fine. Let's just, no. I'm not driving. So we have no other choice. Because I really just didn't want to go... by myself.
So he couldn't walk and stuff. Like, you would have to carry him up to his
room. And I said, hey, man, what's your room number? I don't know what room number that is, Bob.
You didn't start singing Fridays at 2:30?
I'm not going to go and just put the key card in every single door to try to get so...
Well, that's a jerk move by Corby.
So we had no other choice, since we were right by the hotel, to have him stay in the room at the hotel. I have no other choice because I just didn't want to go by myself.
Or leave him in the car.
Right. And I wasn't going to do that to him. So we come back to the hotel. I had to get him out of the car. He has one arm around.
All right, you guys room together, and you have two separate rooms adjoined by the common suite.
Right.
Where's Bob at this time?
He's in his room.
Dead asleep?
He's fast asleep. Yeah.
Okay.
No waking him
when
up.
When you got home,
we were pretty noisy.
You did not wake up Bob.
We go in, and, you know, I'm helping him into the room. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'll just put him on the bed.
Yeah.
Put him on top of the bed, fully clothed. Put him on top, and I lay on the couch.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to sleep on the couch.
What a friend.
So I'm sleeping on the couch, and 30 minutes later, this is what I hear. It's like, what the heck is that? So I hop up. I'm so shocked you didn't hear it. It was one of the loudest noises I've ever heard. So I jump up, and I go into the bedroom, and he's wedged between the bed and the wall.
Oh, no.
On the floor, face down. Face down, and his shoe came off. So he has one shoe off, and he's almost face down and butt up.
And what's your plan?
So I go to pick him up to put him back in the bed. So I'm physically trying to pick him up. And then he gets a little bit belligerent right then and there. He's like, like he's kind of fighting me off a little bit. So I put my hands up, and he told me he had to go use the bathroom. So I kind of help him. And to this point, when he stands up, it's as shaky as it gets. I mean, he's about to fall on his face. So I, again.
Now, is this the first time this has ever happened with a early 90s rap legend?
Yes, this is my very first time.
At any
I'm surprised you didn't hear that popping sound also. That was my very first time.
At any point, do you pause and freeze and think of the surreal nature of what is happening with your life here?
I did this morning.
No, because you know what?
That's Kid.
I know.
Kid and Play.
I know.
You've seen him on the big screen. As a little kid, you were fired up.
As a teenager, saw him in concert.
So
and now
stage.
Here he is. You're passed out between your bed and the wall.
So this morning, I'm up.
Well, he's got more to this, though.
Oh.
Yeah, way more. To
I'm sorry.
Tell him what happened when he went
down.
To the bathroom.
So I have to help him.
I don't know if Bob knows.
I have to help him to the bathroom. So once he kind of gets his bearings about him, I shut the door. I didn't want to see, you know, all that. Shut the door. So when he's using the bathroom.
Tell me he didn't fall again.
You can tell he's not very accurate.
Oh, no.
Just by the sound. You know that sound, right,
like
Bob?
You can hear it hit water. But then you hear it hit floor.
Right, and then water,
floor.
I have young sons.
You've talked about this.
Yeah, and it's not accurate at all.
Right.
So when I hear it's done.
See, sitting while you go number one.
I open the door, and as soon as I open the door, dude, he is 1.5 seconds away from taking down a shower curtain, shower rod about to fall backwards into the toilet where he would have hit his head on the wall.
Oh, boy.
And maybe would have passed out. So I reached out and I grabbed him by his shirt so he wouldn't fall over. And I get him back in the bed, dude, and there's number one just sprawled everywhere. Everywhere.
In the bathroom?
Yeah,
all over the floor.
So I just grabbed one of the big towels and just put it down and, you know, wrapped it around
with
my
foot
and all that and then kicked the towel in the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, my goodness. But he is, at this point, he's in the fetal position, almost with his thumb in his mouth, just passed out. And then that's when I went on the couch and I went to sleep.
So, and I'll tell you, sounds like a lot of people who hear this story have had this situation happen a lot, maybe not with celebrities. I don't know that I've experienced this sort of thing very often. And, in fact, pretty rarely do I wake up and someone's crashed in my house, you know, and that's just... They just had to crash wherever they crashed, and that's kind of how it rolls. But I wake up early, as I normally do, start blogging or whatever, and Donnie's on the couch, and he's like, hey, kid's in there. And I'm like, what? He's like, kid's in there. So I peek in there, and there he is, just in all his clothes, just on Donovan's bed, and I swear to you, that was like at 7. We had to leave like at 10:30, and at 10:15 or 10:20, he hasn't moved.
Not
like,
1 inch.
Like, not that he's just still on the bed. It's that his body is in the
same
spot it was 3.5
it's
hours ago.
It's almost like
ago.
You want to put the mirror under the nose to make sure he's breathing because he hasn't moved
so
one
now
centimeter.
I get out of the shower, and I'm getting ready, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm stressing because I told NFL Films I would be there at a specific time, and I left just that amount of time to meet you down there and go. And it's 10 minutes before we're supposed to leave. Donovan's not in the room now, and I'm looking at kids sleeping on Donovan's bed, and I'm stressing out thinking,
like, what do you do? Do you wake him up?
Yeah, do I wake him up, and then I just
and
text.
And how would you do that? If you had to wake up kid, would you...
Hey, buddy.
Gently throw a bucket of water on him?
A little bit.
I don't know, and I don't know how much time he's going to need to get squared away, but it's probably going to be more than 30 seconds. And so I text Donovan. I'm like, where are you? We need to wake this dude up.
I just went to the lobby to get an apple.
And
came right back.
So Donovan comes back in. Now it's like 10:22. And I swear to you, this happened. Donovan woke him up, and they had some sort of soft conversation of some manner, and I'm in the other room. And
can I tell you I said, hey, yo, time to get up. He looked up, he said, where am I?
Has he ever woken up and said that before?
He said, where am I? I said, you're in my room, man. He said,
dude, I crap you not this
where
happened.
Is that?
By 10:26 now, we're going to walk out the door. He's standing in the kitchen area, and I walk out with my bag, and he's like, Friday's at 2:30, Friday's
at 2:30. So he had woken up a minute before.
Right. He's singing and acting like nothing happened.
But then the, after he said that, he gave Bob the double point and said, Sterminator. And he's only 75 seconds from being passed out in the fetal position on the bed.
We hop in the car, and he starts going 100 miles an hour again.
Yeah, he's like, bracket day, it's bracket day.
Doing stand-up and just doing.
He is on.
That's my hero.
Man, it is unbelievable to see that. And that's why I knew it wouldn't take him long to get up and get prepared. That's why I was just letting him sleep as long as he possibly could.
Do you think he's out right now, or is he listening?
I don't know.
If you had to bet, he's either sleeping or listening. Which would you say is more likely? Because if he wants to chill out with us,
maybe he's getting a bite to eat at Marley's.
Maybe I don't think he's sleeping. He got a lot of sleep last night.
Man, it was a real life house party.
It was unbelievable.
That is a lot of sleep. He's passed out by midnight.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
And he's still sleeping at 10:30.
Incredible.
All right. 10:26, I should say.
Well, there was our there's our Super Bowl story of
Terminator
kid sleeping in our room. And,
it was great, man.
And then we drove him back to his hotel this morning on our way to the show, and he took the walk of shame past the valet.
Boy, he looked like a pile of dirty laundry, too.
He did.
Just all wrinkled up.
That is our guy.
It was great, man.
Wow, amazing.
It's just amazing to see the people, how they act when they recognize him.
Yeah.
As soon as he walked into the bar, this one guy looked up, and he grabbed his phone. You could tell exactly what he was doing, trying to see a recent picture or whatever. And as soon as he saw it, man, he put the phone down, and he walked right over there, and he was like, dude, I got to give you a hug.
Yeah.
And then there's a girl at the bar just dancing with him because they played a song. They went to the jukebox and played a Kid and Play song.
Did they really?
Yeah. So he's kind of standing there, and he's rapping along to it a little bit. And then there's a girl that runs over, and she starts dancing with him. And it's just, dude, it's a house party. It's like the movie.
Could you imagine him with a flat top being recognized?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, his hair is very different now, but people still see him all the time and know it's him. All right.